on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck up bowl, fuck up stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold. Just a no. Headshot, case closed.
What is up, guys? It's Andy Frisella, and this is the show for the realists. Say goodbye to the lies, the fakeness, and delusions of modern society, and welcome to motherfucking reality. Guys, today we have Q and AF. This is where you submit the questions, and we give you the answers. Now, you can submit your questions to be answered on this show a few different ways. The first way is...
Guys, you can email those questions in to askandy@andyfrisella.com.
Or you can go on YouTube in the comments section on Q and AF episodes and... put your question in there. We'll pick some from there as well. Other times you tune in throughout the week, you're going to hear CTI. That stands for Cruise the Internet. So we put topics on the screen. We talk about what's going on in the world. We speculate on what's true and what's not true. And then we talk about what the solution is and what we, the people, have to do to make that solution materialize. Sometimes we have real talk. Real talk is just 5 to 20 minutes of me giving you some real talk, some things that I think you need to hear. Then we have 75 hard verses. 75 hard verses where people who have completed the 75 hard program, which is the world's largest mental transformation program. They come on, they talk about how their life was before, usually a shit show, how their life is now, no longer a shit show, and how you can do the same in your life using the 75 hard program. If you're unfamiliar with the 75 hard program, it is the initial phase of the Live Hard program, which you can get the entire program for free at episode 208 on the audio feed only. It's not on YouTube. There is a book called The Book on Mental Toughness on my website you can buy, which will detail the entire program as well, plus a whole bunch of other chapters on mental toughness, what it is, how to develop it, why it's important, and how it'll change your life. So you can get the book on my website, andyfrisella.com. And other than that, you can also get the program for free at episode 208 on the audio feed. So... we have this thing on the show. We say pay the fee. What that means is we need you to share the show. All right. We talk about things on the show that usually get us throttled. They get us traffic banned or censored or whatever, man. All kinds of stuff. They really hate us on the internet. And so I need you guys to help us get the message out. So if you're a regular listener of the show, I ask you very simply that if you get value out of a single episode, please share that episode. Please share it with one friend. If you brought me one friend for every time you listen to the show, the message that you enjoy, that you believe is important, would be out there. So that's what I ask of you guys. And I ask that because I don't fill the trade. I'm making a trade, okay? This is a deal. All right, the deal is I pass on spending 30 minutes talking about ads on the show, which would be $10+ million for me a year. It would be 8 figures a year for me in income. And I fund the show myself. So you don't have to deal with that shit, and it can actually say what I actually want to say and not have to abide by these companies' policies. And in exchange, I ask that you share the show out for us. I think that's a fair trade. So I just ask that you share the show and help us get it out there. So don't be a hoe.
Share the show.
All right. What's up? DMV today, huh?
Yeah, man.
How was that?
You know, I mean, you know, it's the DMV. I've never understood, like, you know, I remember watching all the shows and they always had this like stigma on the DMV. I just don't understand why it exists.
The like, stigma?
Yeah, like of like just this,
or why
like,
it's actually like that.
Like, why is it actually like that? Like, I like it doesn't have to be, you know?
Well, that's what you get when you provide no incentive for people to process and do their jobs at a timely manner. Mm. You know, if that was an actual privatized business, it would run completely different.
Yeah.
You know, like if people were incentivized
right.
to process the amount of, like, let's say every single, you know, license, every single permit, every single thing they did, they got $3 for, $5 for, how quick do you think they would get shit done?
Oh yeah.
Right. They don't move in there.
Bro, we had to go, you come in, you get your shit. Oh, well, you forgot this. You gotta go get this.
Yeah.
Then you come back. Oh, well, you gotta do this thing too.
Yeah.
You
need to, yeah.
Like, they make it such a fucking miserable yeah. process,
yeah.
man.
Like, every once in a while, you'll go in there and you'll get someone who's extremely helpful.
Yeah.
But it's not the norm.
Man, I just don't get it.
I do.
Like, I mean, I get it, but like, yeah. I just don't get it.
I mean, what do the people that typically work in these places look like?
Mm-hmm.
They look like they don't give a fuck about anything. And they have found their way into a job that allows them to be themselves. They come to work, they're unkempt, they're 300 pounds overweight. They don't give a shit about anything, bro. So what do you think that they give about your license?
That's true.
They don't care.
I think a little bit of that too.
This is the
man.
Problem in the world.
Yeah, 100%. But I think another little piece of that too, bro, is like anytime there's like there's positions of authority like that.
Yeah, they love to flex it.
They flex the shit out of
it. Yeah, because that's the only time someone like that has that authority.
Yeah, man.
People that have real authority don't flex it like that.
No.
Because, like, right, but dude, you got to remember, these people don't and haven't done anything in their lives. And this is their job. They don't take it serious. They don't give a fuck. And they treat people like shit because they can, because there's nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I appreciate the good ones that are out there. Every once in a while, I'll get in there, and there's some people that really care, and they don't want you to run around. They value your time, and they treat you with respect. But it is the minority in that area. So the reason those stereotypes exist is because it's fucking true.
I'm sure we got one person that works at a DMV that's listening.
Yeah, well, do a better job.
You better be the fucking best one out there.
No shit. And not only that, on top of that, there's a reason all stereotypes exist. It's not because they're bullshit. Yeah. So let's just say that right now.
A decent amount of truth in there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's real.
That's why they exist.
That's real shit.
You cannot have a stereotype exist that doesn't have a large amount of truth to it. Otherwise, it would be a joke.
Right. Be Goosebumps myths.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it wouldn't make sense to people. It would go right up. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the government's corrupt.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, guys, let's get into it, man. Andy, I got some good ones for you.
I'm just thinking. I'm thinking of a stereotype that doesn't have truth. There's not one.
Yeah.
You know, that's the, you know, these people, they want to fight all these stereotypes and social justice. It's like, there's a reason that these things exist. Mm-hmm. It's because they're true.
Yeah. It's real shit, man. But guys, let's get into this, man. Guys, Andy, question number one. Andy, your podcast has changed my life. And I just got your new book, and I blew through it in 1 week because I couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
I have one question, though. Confidence. How do I find it within myself if I feel like it's just not in me, period? I act like I have it and never show lack of it, but deep down, the truth is I feel like I have no idea what it really is. I'm a small business owner. I provide and do well for my family. I have a great 5-star rating on Google and Yelp. But man, I feel a huge void when it comes to never feeling like I deserve anything I have or good that ever comes. And it happens, and it's hella fucking frustrating and depressing. Can we just take a dive in confidence here?
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack here. Number one, you're a driven human being. And if you're a driven human being who is wired for success and ambition and growth and change, you are always going to feel like you're not where you're supposed to be. You're always going to feel like you should have done more. You could have done more. You could have been better. You should be further along. I'm behind. These are common feelings with anyone who is working to achieve anything. Any champion that is out there at the top of their game, if you cracked their head open and you looked in there, their brain is not filled with all of these, what the average person would think, all of these headlines about how great they are. It is filled with insecurity, doubt, things that motivate them, things that people have said to them, chips on their shoulder, slights, disrespect, things that make them feel less than, which is why in reality, they push harder to develop a bigger, better game, whatever that game they're playing is. So you happen to be someone, because you are an entrepreneur, someone who is driven. You are building something. You are creating something. And I would bet that if you were sitting right in front of me right now, and I asked you if you feel behind, you would say yes. And that's because everybody feels like they're behind when they're in that game. So you have to understand that is the way you're wired. That is how it is. Everybody else feels the same way. And if they're out there and they're boisterous and they're cocky and they're talking all this shit, it's usually a cover for their own insecurity. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, you're going to never feel confidence until you start keeping the promises that you make to yourself on a regular basis. And these are the small promises and the big promises. If you constantly had a friend who came to you and told you they were going to get in shape, they were going to get their money together, they were going to get their life together, and they told you that over and over and over again, but then every single time you saw them in public, 2 hours, 3 hours later, They're drinking beer. They're eating shit. They're doing all this bullshit. Every single time you task them with something to do, they fail at it. They fail to accomplish that task. How much confidence are you going to have in that friend? Zero. You're going to know that everything that that friend tells you is going to be bullshit. All right. And that friend is you. That friend exists inside of you. So when you tell yourself you're going to do all these things, I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get my money right. I'm going to get my business going. I'm going to take care of my career. I'm going to be better with my family. I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this. And you fail to do those things on a daily basis, you are losing confidence in yourself bit by bit by bit by bit. It's like a bank account. You are either putting a deposit in or you are making a withdrawal out. And every single time that you do not keep the promises that you make to yourself, you are making withdrawals, which means your confidence level will always be low. So that's the second part to this. So what you need to work on here, brother, is one, you need to recognize that driven people always feel behind and they're always going to have doubt. They're always going to have chips on their shoulder. That's what makes us fucking great at what we do when we become great. It's not the affirmations. It's not the feel-good bullshit. It's the fucking dark shit. It's the people that told us we were losers. It's the people that told us we were pieces of shit. It's all that stuff. And anybody who tells you different, they haven't achieved anything. Look at what they've achieved. Value them on that. It's probably a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Real motherfuckers remember all the dark shit. They take the dark shit and they put it into productive action to build the life that they want. And because that's the way that most of these people operate, they always end up feeling behind. They always end up feeling like it wasn't good enough. I bet if you go talk to Michael Jordan, who's the greatest fucking basketball player ever to play the game, and you had a real conversation with him, real, no cameras, no fucking people around, and you said, what do you think about your career? You know what he's going to say? I could have done way better. I could have done this. I could have done that. I could have done this. I could have done that. I wish I would have done that. I missed this shot. I did this wrong. And he's going to talk about all those things because that's what fucking champions focus on. They focus on the shit that they, all the things that are wrong, and then they fix all those things, which ends up making them great. So you're wired this way. Otherwise, you wouldn't be out trying to build your own business and start your own thing. So you have to remember that, and you have to remember that confidence is built. It is a bank account. You make deposits or withdrawals, and most people only make withdrawals and then try to cover for all their withdrawals with a bunch of false bravado that is very easy to pick up if you know what you're looking for, all right? So if you want confidence, you got to build confidence. That's what the Live Hard program is truly all about. It's about building an actual stack of evidence that says you are who you say you are. And when you can look at the stack of evidence and say, I am who the fuck I say I am, and you can remind yourself when you have all this doubt and you have all this dark shit and you have all this drive that makes you feel behind, but you could stop and you could say, wait a minute, I've done this, 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 I did this thing, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, and have a conscious reminder of who you are, you can X out all those feelings anytime you want. When I start, because I'm a very driven, competitive human, when I start to feel myself get down on myself and I stop myself and I say, hey, wait a minute, bro, you started a business with 12 grand 25 years ago that now employs thousands of fucking people, okay? Now you have a thing that you know, I go through the list of all the shit that I've done and all the good that's come of that. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm the fucking man. What the fuck am I talking about, right? And now all of a sudden that shit goes away. And then I have access to it when I need it,
yeah.
Not when it shouldn't be there. You see what I'm saying?
It makes sense, perfect sense.
Yeah, because dude, look, dude,
like, how does this?
You want to have the dark shit because it's useful.
Yeah.
But you don't want it at the forefront of your mind all the time because it'll drive you crazy.
Right.
So you need this shit, and you need to remember, like, dude, there's times where, like, when I get lazy and I'm like, wait a minute, there's a bunch of young motherfuckers trying to take my shit. They think they're better than me. You know what? Fuck them.
Right.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
Right back on the
yeah.
Yeah.
So this is real shit. And by the way, that's no disrespect because I'm friends with all my competitors. I actually value and respect and love them because their wins motivate me to keep going. Mm. Otherwise, if no one's chasing me, where the fuck am I going to go? I have to chase or be chased. And that is the truth for all winners, bro. The minute that you have nobody to chase and the minute nobody's chasing you, you're dead. It's over. So That's my take on this, bro. You've got to make deposits. You got to be aware of how you're wired. When you get too dark, you got to remind yourself of the shit that you're doing. That's why doing the power list and seeing your progress is so valuable. Going back and saying, wait, for the last 180 days, I have 4 losses. No one else has 4 losses, right? Now, all of a sudden, you don't feel so bad. You're like, right. Wait, I'm moving the needle, even if it can't be seen out there, which helps you feel better. So there's a lot to this. There's a lot of nuance to this, but that's the general answer.
Yeah, like, I mean, when I was initially reading this question, it's like, I'm like, okay, well, what does confidence have to do with this? But I see they work in tandem almost. Like, you need the dark energy, but the confidence, having that confidence in what you've done helps.
Yeah, dark energy, almost. Dark energy is absolutely necessary.
Right.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've accomplished.
How many trees you hugged.
Bro, real people who have built real things in real life have a dark side. Fucking all of them. Okay? Tim Grover writes about this in his books.
Yeah.
People who are great have positive motivation. I want to become this. I want to build this. I want to do this. I want to create this. I want to do it for these reasons because it's going to cause these things to happen. And these reasons have to be outside of self to be big enough to get everybody else to help you do it, okay? And it has to be real. If it's not real, people won't buy in and do it with you. And then you also have to have the other side, which is all the people that told you you were a loser, all the people that told you to get a real job, all the people that told you you weren't going to be shit, all the people that laughed at you and said, you need to be more humble, you need to remember where you came from. People like you don't do things like that from here. You know, all this bullshit that we all hear, all the people that laughed at us, all the smart ass comments on Instagram, you put those over there on the negative, okay? And you use both. Real winners use both. They don't just use one. They don't just do affirmations and feel all good. There's a reason why those people get their fucking asses beat, because they're only drawing on 50% of the available energy to drive you forward. They want to be virtuous and they want to say, oh, you know what? I hope everybody wins. Well, guess what, motherfucker? There's only one spot on the podium that says number one. That's reality. So you can want and wish and desire things to be different, but there is still reality to deal with. And the reality that you and I and everybody else has to deal with is that we are in a real competition. It is real shit. There is only so much space for what you want to do, where you want to do it. And so to do that, you have to be great. And to get great, you have to use both sides of the energy equation, which are positive and negative. And you fuckers that think you're too virtuous to use a negative, you're going to get fucking crushed by people who can use both. So it's the truth. It's been that way for fucking...
You didn't make the rules,
it's
man.
It's been that way for thousands of years.
Yeah.
This is not made up. This is the way it is. I don't know what to... I didn't make the rules,
you
bro.
You damn sure gonna play by it.
If you have a fucking, Formula One car, okay, and you're running a race, and everybody else runs on 4 brand new tires, the 2 fronts and the 2 rears, and you only change the rears because you think that's the way it should be, what's gonna happen to you? You're gonna fucking lose. Okay, and you're going to lose over and over and over and over again because your belief is not based in reality, even though you believe it.
Yeah.
It's just a virtuous self. It's virtuous masturbating is what it is. You're masturbating your virtue. You're saying, oh, I'm such a good person because I don't have any of the dark energy in my life and I'm at peace. Yeah, you're also broke. You're also getting killed. You're also losing at the very thing you claim to want to do with your life because you refuse to acknowledge the reality of both sides of the energy equation.
Yeah.
And the dark side,
it's free.
The dark side is far more powerful for most people if you can harness it.
Yeah.
The problem is people ignore it or they're not willing to look at it or they just dismiss it all as haters. Oh, that's just a bunch of haters. Actually, bro, I had a guy on fucking Instagram in 2015 and I got the comment in my motherfucking phone. I look at it all the time. It says, is the CEO too successful to use his own products? A fat fuck. And you know what happened in 2015? I lost 100 pounds and the company grew hundreds of millions of dollars since then. I should send this guy a fucking check because every single time that I haven't felt like doing what the fuck I need to do, I open my phone and I'm like, yeah, fuck that guy. And I put my phone down and I get to work. That's how you do it, bro.
Fuck, man. I love that, man. I love it. All right, guys, Andy, question number 2. Andy, I'm a 30-year-old entrepreneur who aspires to live life on a similar level to yours one day. As I've become more successful, I've noticed people, clients, and contractors I hire making comments about the nice vehicle I drive. Not in a complimentary way, but more so of a must be nice or this guy must be ripping us off way. Now, as someone who is motivated by nice houses and cars, etc., how do you deal with this perception from others and ultimately employees that may see my material wealth in the future and not think that they are getting the short end of the stick? Have you ever had this like moral dilemma, I guess?
Do you want anybody working for you that doesn't want nicer things for their own life? Do you want anybody associated with you that doesn't want to win? Do you want anybody associated? Do you want to do business with anybody that isn't trying to win on the biggest fucking scale? Do you want to be surrounded by poor little me's who say, oh, must be nice. Yeah, it is fucking nice. It's been 25 fucking years of my entire life. I traded it all to have this life. It's really fucking nice. While you were out doing all your shit and taking your vacations and traveling the world and getting in touch with nature, whatever the fuck it is you do, guess what I was doing? I was working. All those relationships you had, those 4 or 5 year relationships where you went out and partied and did this and you went through 4 different careers along the way, you know what I was doing? This. Okay? So it is nice. It's not must be nice. It is nice. That's what I say when people say it must be nice. Okay, I have no fucking apologies for what I've done because I have given everything I fucking have to have it. All right, lots of good is created from that. Lots of people have careers from that. Millions of people have changed their lives because of that. All right, do you think any of these people would have believed in me if I wasn't a driven human being? If I pulled up in a Ford fucking Focus with rusted out buckets and I gave these motivational talks, would anybody fucking hear what I'm saying?
No. No fucking chance.
Okay. Would I have a company full of highly motivated killers if they didn't realize that I was a winner myself and that I was very serious about fucking winning? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want these people around you, bro. Fuck those people. Okay. That's it.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Well, now, was there a transition, Andy? Because, you know, like early on in business,
that's a them problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a good filter for you to use to weed out people's mentality.
Yeah.
I do not want a single person surrounding me that doesn't want nicer shit for themselves. Now, their nicer shit might be different. I got guys here that have lots of animals and they own a little farms and they do other things. They have, you know.
It ain't got to be a lot.
Yeah, it don't got to be cars. Right, it don't got to be a house. But they want nicer shit for themselves. They want nicer life. Yep. They're highly motivated and inspired by success. I don't want a single person around me, not even with 100 miles around me, that would say something like that. So you should use that as a filter to filter out every single motherfucker that ever says anything with you. Lose their number. Don't do business with them. If they're a contractor of yours, don't use them. Find someone who wants to win, because what they're really telling you is, I don't have any intention of ever going where you're trying to go. Why would you do business with that? See what I'm saying?
From that standpoint, it makes perfect sense. I was just thinking, like, you know, like in your journey, right? Like when you started to see the success, right? Like when you started to see it, because I feel like, wasn't there a story about like the first Lambo you had?
Yeah. Like, I've struggled with this.
Because it's a natural inclination, right? You have nothing to start winning and like, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I get it, right? Like,
and
that was, so how quick?
Yeah. So let me tell you a story. So I bought my first Lamborghini in 2011 or 12. Okay, it was, I think it was 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. And it was a huge deal for me.
Yeah.
Huge fucking deal. Huge deal. But, dude, I felt the same way this person feels. Mm. Because I was around a lot of people at that time who were still very much so just going to live their life like everybody else does. Which, by the way, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, fine.
If it's really what you want to do.
If it's really what you want to do. But I'm not buying your shit of pretending that that's what you actually wanted, when in reality, I've heard you talk about all this other shit your whole life, and the truth is, you're just too pussy to go out and build it.
Right.
All right? Don't fill me with that shit. I have friends that don't give a fuck about anything money-wise.
Yeah.
I love those people. But it's real. It's real shit. They don't care. Okay? And actually, those are some of the most interesting people. Where I have a problem with it is the people who virtue themselves and... It's no different than these motherfuckers on the internet. Mm. Everything, you know, I'm for this, I'm for that. I stand with this. Man, fuck off. You know, these people are the same. They just do it with finances. And so when I first bought that Lamborghini, I was surrounded by, I hadn't leveled up. You know how I talk about leveling up? And I talk about how when you have your first group of friends and you go out and try to be successful, they're all going to laugh at you and they're going to make fun of you and they're going to question you and they're going to doubt you and they're going to tell you you're wasting your time and that you're stupid and you're going to be the butt of the joke. And this is why most people never try, all right? And that's real. That shit happens. That does happen, okay? But it's irrelevant. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because you start to move down the path of creating a better life, and that's where it starts to feel lonely. And this is where most people, when they're in the middle, they say, oh, it's lonely at the top. You're not at the top, bro, because you bought a fucking entry-level Lambo. That's not the top, okay? That's the top for where you used to be. That's not the top. And they'll say, oh, it's lonely at the top. You don't fucking know what the top's like. You've never been there. I've never been there. So you get to the middle and you start saying, oh, it's lonely at the top. And then these people go back to their group because they want to be friends and they fucking give up on all their shit, all right? But the guy who keeps going, he finds a new group. The new group likes the same shit. They're on the same path. And by the way, not only do they like the same stuff and are they on the same path, they'll help you get to the next phase. And that's what it's like for people. So when I first got that car, I was out, I was in between. I hadn't met my new network yet, and I still have my old network. And, you know, I was hearing the same shit you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Must be nice. And, bro, you know, I had to stretch to buy that car. That car wasn't easily affordable for me. You know, I would do it different. I would recommend you do it different, but that's the truth for me. Yeah. It was something that, like, it was important to me. I'm a car guy. I fucking made the deal to do it, and that was it. And it worked out pretty good for me. But I wouldn't drive the car for like a year. And my buddy at the time,
well, you had this car for a whole year and you didn't drive it.
No, I drove it, but I wouldn't drive it to like work and shit, or yeah, And what ended up happening was, I drove the car out in public. I saw one of my guys, and they fucking was like, they were like, holy shit, is that your car? And I was like, yeah, it's, and they were like, fuck, dude, that's awesome. And they were super pumped. All right. So I couldn't hide the secret anymore because mm-hmm. everybody's going to know.
Right.
So I started driving it, and yeah, some people got pissed and they fucking bailed out. But since then I've gone on to do the rest of the shit that I've done. And you know why? Because it weeded out all the people that didn't want success. Mm. All right. So when we think about these things, and by the way, I went up to my friend during that time. I had a friend at that time who had a lot of nice cars. And I went up to him and I said, hey, man. I said, do you ever get any like pushback from driving these nice cars? Very similar to this question. You know what he said to me? Do you want any people around you that don't want nice shit? Mm. So I'm going to share that with you. That's what you should think about. Do you want anybody on your team that doesn't want nice shit? Do you want anybody on your team that doesn't want to win? Do you want anybody on your team that's not driven, that's not on the same path, not on the same wave as you? Now, it doesn't have to be cars, but they sure as fuck shouldn't be hating on success. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man.
So that's my take on it.
I love it.
Bottom line is this. Use it as a filter to weed out the people who aren't going to fit in the direction you are taking your life.
I love it. Guys, Andy, our third and final question. Question number three. Andy. I've listened to you for about 7 years now. I'm a 38-year-old small business owner, not by choice, so I don't really know if I would call myself an entrepreneur. However, I've been selling my product for about 18 years now, storage sheds. I've been in business on my own for the last 8. Within those first 3 years, I managed to acquire 4 locations and an online store. It was awesome. In January 2020, I was finally able to start working from home. At the forefront of living my dreams, while my business ran itself pretty much, I was going to be chasing a music career. Well, then the country shut down. I kept my locations open for business. We made less sales, but it was okay. However, each year, the sales and income are being cut in half. I made $34,000 last year. That's not really feasible for me. I've adjusted the business to take on new types of business so that we can hopefully stay busy. I just don't know what to do. I've pressed and pushed ahead and can't get up this mountain. I don't think it's my fault, but it really beats me up mentally. I feel like I'm failing at something that I know I'm a fucking G at, but I don't know, man. I don't want to be arrogant either. I feel like I may have to switch up my game plan and start selling something else that people can afford during this time period in the economy. Any thoughts on this?
Well, first off, bro, You said everything was going great and you decided to go work at home and fuck off. What'd you think was going to fucking happen? This is the result of your decisions. And by the way, you are arrogant.
Yeah.
You're misunderstanding the game. You can't win without your best. You are in the most competitive game in the world, which is entrepreneurship. It's not pro football. It's not pro baseball. It's not the fucking Olympics. It's business. And the consequences of being bad at business are life altering. And you're not understanding that. You've allowed your sales to get cut in half and cut in half again because you want to pursue a music career. You're right. You're not a fucking entrepreneur. Because if you were a fucking entrepreneur, you'd be in there every motherfucking day winning the goddamn game that you're playing. But you want to go play a different game. So my advice to you would be get out of that fucking shed business and go play fucking music. That's what my advice would be. Now, if you say, oh, well, that's not the answer I was expecting, that's why the fuck you asked me. Because I'm telling you the truth. All right? You are not good enough to win on half your effort. Neither am I, and neither is anybody else who's out here winning. And the reason that your shit is cut in half is because you weren't listening to me close enough. I've listened to you for 7 years. Clearly fucking not. All right? So do you want to fix it? I'm going to assume you do. All right? So that's the truth. Now let's talk about fixing it.
Yeah.
All right? You can't become a professional musician while you're digging your business out of a fucking hole. And from the way that the question was framed, I'm assuming you inherited the company and are running the company for 8 years on your own. That's the way it sounds like to me. You said not by choice. I'm not an entrepreneur by choice. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur by choice, you're definitely going to fucking lose because there's too many people that want to do it, that'll kill for it, that'll give everything that they fucking can for it to beat you. And I guarantee you in the shed business, there's plenty of those people. All right. So how are we going to fix your business? You're going to have to make a decision. Am I going to grow this business into a real business, or am I going to let the family business die and me going to live my other dream, which is going to take another however many years? And by the way, you're, what do you say?
38.
You're 38. You can do it still, bro. There's fucking country music stars now like Jelly Roll and these other guys who are coming along later in life kicking ass. Killer Mike just won Grammys at fucking 50 years old.
Yep.
Okay? So comes out of nowhere after being dormant forever and fucking crush it. It's possible. But just like business, if you are not completely bought in with all of your effort, all of your intent, all of your work ethic, you cannot make it. Because just like business, there's people that are willing to give everything to be successful in that avenue. And the biggest mistake that we all make is thinking that we could compete with half of our effort with other people that are willing to fucking die to get there. That is not reality. It's not reality in music. It's not reality in sports. It's not reality in art. It's not reality in business. All right. So what do you want to do? Do you want to be a musician? Are you willing to give 10 years of your life? Are you in a position to starve and become, maybe if you're great at it, a star? And by the way, to get great at it, you're going to have to first understand what I'm saying, which you don't yet. It takes everything, man. This is not bullshit. You're not going to buy a fucking course from one of these online fuckheads that's going to make you a professional fucking business guy. It's not going to happen. You have to put the time in. So do you want to put the time into music for the next 10 years and maybe be able to survive? Not be a star, be able to survive. Or do you want to take something that you already know very well that you're at a position in life to operate and dedicate yourself to doing that and build it into something real that gives you, you don't have to become the fucking Nike of sheds, okay? But it sounds to me like you're the kind of guy that wants to make enough money to fucking live his life. That's not ideal when it comes to being the main guy at a company. Yeah. The main guy at a company is in it for the fucking win. They're not in it for the fucking, You got a fucking regular dude mindset, bro. There's nothing wrong with that, but you can't win the game with that mindset when you're playing the game. So you have to decide what you want to do. Do you want to put the time in to resurrecting the shed business and create a situation where you get real income? And when I say real income, it sure as fuck ain't 34K a year. That, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, that would freak me the fuck out if I were you. I would be in a straight up panic. The fact that you're not even more panicked is a red flag to me that you shouldn't even be in the game. Because you're going to fail, bro. I hate to say it.
Real shit.
You're going to fucking fail. All right? So what do you want to do? If you were my friend, I'd say, what do you want to do, bro? Here's the reality of the two choices. Play music. Dedicate all your time to it. figure out a way to earn some income so you can fucking eat during the way, maybe do some lessons. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know how good you are. I don't know if you have any skills. I don't know if you have any talent. I don't fucking know. You could be beginning in day one guitar lessons. I don't know what you mean when you say play music. But this is going to take 10 years. You got that. You're 38. 10 years at a minimum to maybe make it. Do you want to take the shed business and do you want to make it so you can make $1 million a year? You could probably do that in 3 or 4 years with the shed business. So you have to make a decision. But if you go with the shed business, you can't go play guitar all fucking day and expect it to go. It's not going to happen. Yeah. You got to start taking it serious. You got to set up your company the right way. You got to give it everything you got. You got to go full guerrilla fucking warfare mode on your business and go straight hard as fucking long as you can. And that's it. And that's what it takes. If you're competing in this game, you will lose with anything else. And anybody who tells you any different, I promise you, is losing.
Yeah. There was something you said that really like clicked for me too, because you know, even me personally, I've always looked at when you think about a company or just a business, right? Like when you think about it, it's like, oh well, you know, that's a taco stand, or this is a construction company, right? Like, and you think that they're different, but when in reality, the principles of
it's the game.
It's business,
bro.
Business is business,
bro. Everything is everything.
Yeah.
It's not just business. It's do you want to be a master at your craft? If you want to be a fucking artist and you want to be great at it, you're going to have to put in 10,000 fucking hours or 10 years of time. Malcolm Gladwell talks about this, okay? In his book, Outliers, he defines what this means. 10,000 hours or 10 years of your time. That's what it takes. That's what it takes for to be great at anything. You want to be a great graphic artist? That's what it takes. Yeah. You want to be a great audio engineer, a producer? That's what it takes. You want to be great at operating weapons? That's what it takes. You want to be a great musician? That's what it takes. You want to be a great entrepreneur? That's what it takes.
Yeah.
You have to pick a thing and you have to go all the fuck in, because it is arrogant to think that you can win a game against other people where they are all in and you are giving half of your effort. Mm-hmm. You can't win that way.
Do it.
Nobody's that good. Yeah. Nobody's that good. When I say that to this guy, you're not that good. Nobody's that good. Nobody. It's a myth. It comes from comparing yourself to these people on the internet that smile all day and act like this is easy. I run my business and I got 17 other ones and they do all this shit. And you know what I do? I fucking buy cars all day. Like, dude, bullshit. What do I do all day?
Fucking work. 7 days a week. I can vouch for
I am
it.
Here 7 motherfucking days a week.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm not just here. I'm doing shit.
You're working.
I'm meeting with people. I'm fucking making sure the shit runs. Like,
if you took half the week off to go play guitar, bro, sales would start dropping. Shit would start getting mid. Like, and that's what I wanted to bring up. It's like how you said, it's like, nobody's immune from it.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. There is guys that compete against me that take half the week off to play golf.
Yeah.
And take half the week off to fucking go on vacation and play guitar. And you know what? I beat all those guys.
Right.
I'm the guy that you're competing with. And you don't get it. In the music industry, there's me in the music industry. That guy's going to win. In the fucking art place, there's me with that mentality. That guy's going to win. In business, that guy's going to win. All the time, 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Yeah.
It's fucking math. It's inputs and outputs. That motherfucker's putting in 10 times the inputs that you're putting in. He's going to get 10 times the output.
Yeah.
And you want to say work-life balance and all this shit? Listen, when you're the fucking head honcho and it's your shit, that shit goes out the fucking window. Okay? Your employees, fine. Totally get it. I totally get it. But when you're the fucking captain of the motherfucking ship, which this guy is, that shit is way far down the line of priorities. That's why I want you to get the shed business to the $1 million mark over the next 3 years, and then maybe you can have some of that. But you don't get it all, bro. And you ain't in a place to get it all right now, even if you want it. And you're not good enough to compete at half your effort, just like every other fucking person out here that's competing.
I fucking love it, man. Well, guys, Andy, that was 3.
Yep. Go pay the fee.
Sleeping on the floor, now my jewelry box froze. Fuck a bowl, fuck a stove, counted millions in a cove. Bad bitch, booted swole, got her on bankroll. Can't fold, just a no, headshot.
these clothes.